American Language Course, Volume 2400, Tape 2407C. Hello, how are you today? Open your book to the tape support material for Tape 2407C. Look at Figure 1. In Figure 1, you see six numbers, with A and B after each number. Number 1, A and B, are written for you. Look at number 1 in Figure 1. You have 15 seconds to read the two sentences to yourself. Finished? Okay, now which sentence do you think should come first, A or B? Did you say B? Well, B is the correct answer. Do you know why? In sentence B, we talk about liquid gold. In sentence A, we use the word it. We don't have to say the words liquid gold again because we already did in the first sentence, sentence B. In sentence A, we say the word it instead of liquid gold. Do you have a pen or pencil? Okay, then circle the letter B in number 1. Here is what we are going to do with the rest of the numbers. I will read two sentences to you, A and B. Then you circle the letter, A or B, of the sentence which should come first. How can you know which sentence should come first? Listen very carefully. I'm going to tell you. The word it or the word this will always come in the second sentence. Do you understand? Again, I'll say it. The second sentence will contain the word it or the word this. You circle the letter of the first sentence. Ready? Here we go. Number 2. Sentence A. Petroleum pumped out of the ground is not immediately useful. Sentence B. It must be refined. Number 3. Sentence A. Crude oil goes through a heating process. Sentence B. Through this process, all the products are separated from each other. Number 4. Sentence A. The simpler forms of marine life were the source of most of it. Sentence B. Where did petroleum come from? Number 5. Sentence A. The mechanic examined the oil. Sentence B. He noticed that it was very dark and dirty. Number 6. Sentence A. This means the thickness or thinness of a fluid. Sentence B. Oil has viscosity. Now let's check to see how you did. Put an X next to any wrong ones. We already did number 1. The correct answer for number 2 is A. This is because sentence B contains the word it. Listen again. Sentence A, petroleum pumped out of the ground is not immediately useful. And B, it must be refined. Sentence A should come first. In number 3, you should also have circled A. It should come first because sentence B contains the word this. Listen again. Sentence A, crude oil goes through a heating process. And B, through this process, all the products must be separated from each other. In number 4, you should have circled B. Sentence A contains the word it. Listen as I read them in the correct order. First sentence B, where did petroleum come from? And A, the simpler forms of marine life were the source of most of it. Notice also that B is a question. A question usually comes before the answer, doesn't it? For number 5, the correct answer is A. This is because sentence B contains the word it. Listen again. Sentence A, the mechanic examined the oil. And B, he noticed that it was dark and dirty. Sentence A should come first. And the correct answer for the last one, number 6, is B. Sentence A contains the word this. Listen as I read them in the correct order. First sentence B. Oil has viscosity. And A. This means the thickness or thinness of a fluid. That wasn't too bad, was it? The important thing to remember is that it or this comes in the second sentence, not the first one. Count the number you got correct and write it down at the bottom of figure one. Look at figure two. Here you see five sentences with a word missing from each sentence. I will read a paragraph two times. You should take notes at the bottom of figure two as I read. After I finish reading the second time, you will have 60 seconds to write in the missing word in each sentence. Ready? Listen carefully. Begin. There are many different uses of oil. It is used as a cleaning fluid to clean guns and clothes, and in some soaps to clean many things. Oil is often used on metals as a rust preventive. Some medicines and many insecticides contain products that come from oil. Of course, fuels and lubricants are major petroleum products. Stop. Okay, listen again and take notes as I read it a second time. Ready? Begin. There are many different uses of oil. It is used as a cleaning fluid to clean guns and clothes, and in some soaps to clean many things. Oil is often used on metals as a rust preventive. Some medicines and many insecticides contain products that come from oil. Of course, fuels and lubricants are major petroleum products. Stop. Now you have 60 seconds to write in the missing words. You should have finished by now. Let's check your answers. The correct answer for number one is uses. I'll spell it. Uses. U-S-E-S. Oil has many different uses. Repeat the sentence. Oil has many different uses. For number two, the correct answer is cleaning. Cleaning. C-L-E-A-N-I-N-G. Repeat the sentence. We can use oil as a cleaning fluid to clean things. In number three, you should have written rust. Rust. R-U-S-T. Repeat. Oil is used on metals to prevent rust. The correct answer for number four is medicines. Medicines. M-E-D-I-C-I-N-E-S. Repeat. Oil products are used in some medicines and insecticides. And for number five, the last one, the correct answer is major. Major. M-A-J-O-R. Repeat. Fuels and lubricants are major petroleum products. Now listen to the paragraph one more time and check your work. Begin. There are many different uses of oil. It is used as a cleaning fluid to clean guns and clothes, and in some soaps to clean many things. Oil is often used on metals as a rust preventive. Some medicines and many insecticides contain products that come from oil. Of course, fuels and lubricants are major petroleum products. Stop. Count the number you got correct and write it at the end of figure two. Now look at figure three. At the top of figure three, you see a picture. At the bottom, there are six numbers with three phrases, A, B, and C, after each number. I'm going to ask you some questions about the picture. For each question, you should circle A, B, or C, the letter of the correct answer. We'll do number one together. Listen. Here's the question. Question number one. Where is the pool or deposit of oil located in this picture? Circle A, B, or C for number one. Which letter did you circle? Was it B? That's the correct answer. Under the ground. The deposit of oil is located under the ground. Now let's do the rest of the questions. Remember to listen carefully and then circle A, B, or C. Here we go. Question number 2. What happens to the crude oil first? Question number 3. Where does the crude oil go next after being pumped from the ground? Question number 4. What happens to the crude oil in the refinery? Question number 5. Where is the refined oil sent? Question number 6. How many factories use oil products to make paint? Have you finished? Let's go over the answers together. Remember to mark an X next to any wrong ones. Number 1, we already did. The answer was B. The correct answer to number 2 is C. It's pumped from the ground. The question was, what happens to the crude oil first? For number 3, the correct answer is A, to the refinery. I asked, where does the crude oil go next after being pumped from the ground? In number 4, you should have circled A. It's refined by heating. The question I asked was, what happens to the crude oil in the refinery? The correct answer for number 5 is B, to 4 different factories. The question was, where is the refined oil sent? And for number 6, the last one, the letter you should have circled is C, only 1 factory. The question was, how many factories use oil products to make paint? There is only 1 paint factory in the picture. Okay, we finished. It shouldn't have been too difficult. How many did you get correct? Write that number, the number correct, at the end of figure 3. Now we're going to do something a little different. We'll continue to work, but we'll have some fun too. Look at figure 4. Here is a poem about refining the crude. A poem is like a song, but you don't sing it. Look at figure 4 as I say this poem for you. What does crude oil do? Is it black, green, or blue? Is it old or liquid gold? And when it's refined to a different kind, can you use it to clean, lubricate a machine? And where are its products sold? Crude oil goes through the heat. It's black, sometimes green, never sweet. Millions of years, it's quite old, this thing we call liquid gold. And when it's refined to a different kind, you can use it to clean, lubricate a machine, buy its products in stores where they're sold. That's it. How did you like it? Now look at the first part again. You see that 7 of the lines have numbers. All of these are questions. In other words, there are 7 questions. Now listen very carefully. This is what we will do. I will read you the answers to these 7 questions. You then write the letter of the answer in the blank space after the number of the question that it answers. Let's do answer A together. Listen, here it is. Answer A. The process of transforming marine life into petroleum required millions of years, so it's quite old. What question does this answer? It answers question number 3. Is it old? There is already a letter A written in the blank space of number 3. Now let's try the second one. Ready? Here's B. Answer B. Many petroleum byproducts, such as soaps, paint dryers, and medicines, are sold in stores everywhere. What question does that answer? Where should you write the letter B? Listen once more for the words products and sold. Answer B. Many petroleum byproducts, such as soaps, paint dryers, and medicines, are sold in stores everywhere. you know what the question is now? It's number 7. So now you write B in the blank space after the number 7. Now let's do the rest of them. Remember, you have to listen very closely and then study the questions in figure 4. I'll say each answer twice. Begin. Answer C. Crude oil goes through a heating process. That's what it does. Crude oil goes through a heating process. That's what it does. Answer D. It is used as a cleaning fluid to clean guns and clothes, and in some soaps to clean many things. It is used as a cleaning fluid to clean guns and clothes, and in some soaps to clean many things. Answer E. Oil is sometimes called liquid gold. Oil is sometimes called liquid gold. Answer F. Light oils are used to lubricate many household machines. Light oils are used to lubricate many household machines. Answer G. Petroleum is normally a greenish-brown liquid. However, the color varies. It may be yellow, green, amber, red, purple, or black. Petroleum is normally a greenish-brown liquid. However, the color varies. It may be yellow, green, amber, red, purple, or black. Okay, let's see how you did. Put an X next to any wrong ones. We already did A and B. The correct question for answer C is number 1. Here's answer C again. Crude oil goes through a heating process. That's what it does. For answer D, the correct question is number 5. Here's answer D again. It is used as a cleaning fluid to clean guns and clothes, and in some soaps to clean many things. For answer E, the correct question is number 4. Answer E was, oil is sometimes called liquid gold. For answer F, the correct question is number 6. Again, the answer was, light oils are used to lubricate many household machines. And for the last one, answer G, the correct question is number 2. The answer was, petroleum is normally a greenish-brown liquid. However, the color varies. It may be yellow, green, amber, red, purple, or black. Well, how'd you do? Let me read the answers for you once more. Look at figure 4. Number 1 is C. Number 2, G. 3, A. 4, E. 5, D. 6, F. And 7, B. Now count up the number you got correct and write it down at the bottom of the figure. We've got one more exercise to do. Look at figure 5. In figure 5, you see 7 numbers with 4 words after each number. I will read you some sentences. As I read, you should circle only the words you hear. Let's do number 1 together. Look at number 1 in figure 5 as I read. Listen. Number 1. The early bird gets the worm. If you work harder than others, you will be successful. Do you see the 4 words in number 1? Circle the 3 of them that you just heard. Are you finished? Which ones did you circle? You should have circled work, others, and successful. You did not hear the word together. Listen as I read number 1 once more. Number 1. The early bird gets the worm. If you work harder than others, you will be successful. Okay, now let's do the rest of them. Remember, you will circle 3 words for each number. Ready? Here's the next one. Number 2. A journey of 100 miles begins with one step. If you want to complete something, you must first begin it. Number 3. Beauty is only skin deep. Real beauty is deep inside a person. You can't know how a person is by just looking at him. Number 4. People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. If you have many faults yourself, don't speak badly of others. Number 5. Don't ask me to work it out for you. I can't solve it for you. Number 6. I know you were wrong, but you can't do anything about it. It's water under the bridge. It's already happened. Number 7. We must wind up this lab right now. It's time to finish it. You should be ready to check your answers. Let's see what you circled. Put an X next to any wrong answers. We already did number 1. In number 2, you should have circled the words complete, must, and begin. I said, a journey of 100 miles begins with one step. If you want to complete something, you must first begin it. In number 3, you should have circled the words beauty, person, and looking. I said, beauty is only skin deep. Real beauty is deep inside a person. You can't know how a person is by just looking at him. In number 4, you should have circled the words false, speak, and badly. I said, people who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. If you have many faults yourself, don't speak badly of others. In number 5, you should have circled the words ask, work, and solve. I said, don't ask me to work it out for you. I can't solve it for you. In number 6, you should have circled the words anything, water, and happened. I said, I know you are wrong, but you can't do anything about it. It's water under the bridge. It's already happened. And in number 7, the last one, you should have circled the words wind up, write, and finish. I said, we must wind up this lab right now. It's time to finish it. How did you do on this one? Write the number correct at the bottom of figure 5. After the tape ends, turn the page to your tape evaluation exercises and follow the instructions. Your instructor will check your work when you've finished. This is the end of tape 2407C.